So I started feeling better last night. I got up this morning, all my strength is completely back. I feel so much better. I'm back to normal. Praise the Lord. I was meditating today, and Mary said, "You better get something. We're going to Ashland tonight." She said, "Brother Roberts, Lord, I'm going to ask you to preach. Who knows?" And so we was eating, and I started thinking about, if you want to go ahead and turn with me, go into Psalms chapter 34. And the Lord spoke Psalms 34 to me. That's all he spoke, Psalms 34. And I went in there, and you know how I am. So I got my notebook, and I thought, well, I'll just write a little introduction to this scripture right here. And about 6-7 pages later, I put the pen down. I preach better right here than I do. Glory to God. Ain't he good tonight? Ain't he good tonight? I'm glad he gave me something real, something I can feel. Praise be to the Lord. All right, Psalms 34. Let's look at verse 1. And I think Brother Gary has quoted this many, many times. I will bless the Lord. What?
At all times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yeah.
Woo! My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall what?
Hear
thereof. I ain't going to be quiet about it. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Yeah.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Praise be to the Lord. Woo. Hallelujah, Jesus. I remember one time in 1990, well, I don't know if it's 96, I think it was 1996. We had a 96 Dodge Caravan, and everything that could went wrong that year, it went upside down, haywire, and everything went completely wrong. That's the truth. I had a big old truck. It backed into that minivan. It broke the glass, mashed the hatch completely in. It was tore all to pieces. So I had to haul it up here in the east end of Huntington. They kept it for weeks. I said, "What have I done wrong, Lord?" I said, "I need that van." You ever get in places you just question and wonder, why am I going through this? Why is it? Things happen, things turn bad, and everything. Water line broke in the house, flooded the house. We were gone, come in, had to rip up all the carpet and pull it out, all the padding and everything, and pull it outside. What else is going to go wrong? Water heater went out. No, it was the washer. The washer went out. It broke down. Everything that could have went wrong went wrong. And I was just saying, Lord, where are you? How many of those we have trials?
Yes
we do.
Yes.
I remember Mary and I went in May. Listen to this. This is July. I was telling you about. We went in May and ordered our double wide. And Ron Linda, Brother Ron and Sister Linda's got one just like it. It made just a hair difference. Same year and everything. It came out of White Pigeon, Michigan. Ordered 2 to 6 walls, extra insulation. I think it's 10 in the ceiling, 9 in the floor, and 6 in the walls. Ceiling fans put in it and everything. And that year, I've never seen so much rain in my whole life, Brother J.D. It rained all spring long. My trailers came in. It just comes in halves, you know. So they pulled it up there, and we got it at Taze Valley. And so I called up there. They said, "Your trailer's in, but said there's so much rain, we cannot get it to you." I said, "Okay, what else is going to go wrong?" Now, hang on with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Well, when the halves came in and everything, you know how them go piggyback trucks are, hooked up to it and pushed one in there. Well, the field they put it in and everything, they pushed that one in there. When they went to push the other end in there, and just tore the whole side out of the second half of it. And bent the frame. Our bedroom was like, when you walk into the door, the door was like this right here. It tore the whole corner and everything plumb off in the house. And the walls was wrinkled. And the carpet, it was so twisted, it was wrinkled. I said, "God, where are you at? What happened? What? Am I that bad?" Stay with me. Mary and I, we went out to mom and dad's, and I was out back, and you know how you are, you shuffle your feet, and I was out there, and I was so frustrated, it's pitiful.
Yeah.
I was kicking. Mom looked out the back glass. I love my mom and dad. They raised me, taught me right. Mommy seen me out there, and I smelled that grass. I'm in the grass, I was just kicking it. Throw a pity party. Why me, Lord? Fully. Why me? This ain't right. I mean, this has went wrong. My van's up there. They've kept it for weeks. Can't get it. Everything in the house is breaking down. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Mommy come down, heard the door slam, and she come down a set of steps, I think about 4 or 5 steps, to hit the concrete. I looked up, here come my mom. I just looked down. She come over there to me. Never will forget it. Wrapped her arm around me. She said, honey, can I tell you something? I said, yeah. She said, don't lose your song. Don't lose your song. Some of my biggest battles and problems I've come up against, I've learned that if I'll trust the Lord and keep on praising Him and singing Him, it'll work out. It'll work out. Many times I thought of my mom when I questioned, why, Lord, why? Why am I sick? Why is this one sick? Why are we hearing bad news, Lord? If we'll keep right on praising Him, raise your little hand. I felt the Lord right here. If we'll keep right on praising Him and keep right on singing, don't lose your song. God will make a way when there is no way. God will see you through. God will fight your battle. God will supply your need. God will lift you up when you're down. God will come through and open doors for you. He knows how to fix it. He's a fix-it man. Hallelujah to God. He can take nothing and make something out of it. The Lord knows exactly where you are. He knows when you hurt. He knows when you cry. You might not utter a thing in your mouth, from your mouth, but down inside, God knows where you are. He's acquainted with our grief. He knows our sorrows. He knows our need before we ever ask Him. And I've learned through it all to hang on to my song and keep right on a praising Him. You're right, Brother Ron. He inhabits the praises of our and His people. He comes down when we praise Him with gladness in our heart. Don't never let me forget, Lord, all of my past and the things You've done for me. How good You've been to me. I'm alive tonight. I ain't in the grave. Glory to God, because the Lord has helped me. Hitherto hath He brought me, and my faith has held on to Him. I've never had a time that I wanted to turn loose of Him, and the old devil will come, and he'll howl in your ear, and he'll lie to you. And we're living in a time of great distress, hallelujah, discouragement all over the land. But I found out one thing: if you look up, you'll see the Lord high and lifted up. He still sits high, and He's still on the throne. He'll come through for His people.
Oh, Lord.
I want to try to help us tonight. How many wants to stay with me? I wrote this as fast as I could write it. I wrote so fast sometimes I could smell the ink. That's the truth. Oh, if you'll keep on praying when times are bad, when you're fighting doubt and unbelief coming against you, come on, if you'll keep right on a praying and a singing, you're going to make it. Don't lose your song. Keep right on a praising the Lord. Can I tell us here tonight, the victory is in your mouth. I said the victory is in your mouth. Well, glory, it's in your tongue. It comes from the heart that God put on the inside of you. That's where this good salvation started many years ago. It's in the heart. Hallelujah. God put it there when He saved you. He gave you something the world did not have. He put a joy down in your heart and down in your soul when He lifted the sin and the shame shame. Hallelujah. You know that it's real. Glory to God. I know what God's done for me. When I bowed down on bending knees and the devil had me bound in chains, a lock, stock, and barrel. But I know the power of the blood of the Lamb. I said, I know the power of the crimson royal blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It still cleanses, and there's still hope in the Lord tonight. There's hope in the blood.
Yes.
You know it's real.
Right.
You've tasted of it. I got up there and I said, Mary, I'm going to have to look up something. I got my phone. I said, I got into Google. You know Google knows a whole lot, don't they? They don't know everything.
No.
I spoke it in there and I said, how many taste buds does a human tongue got? Come popped up there, 10,000 taste buds on your tongue. And they renew themselves every 2 weeks. Woo! Hallelujah. How many likes Reese cups? How many likes sweets and cakes and pies and icing and chocolate candy? Woo, yes, I do. I like something sweet. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I tell you, you can taste what's salty. You can taste what's bitter. You can taste what's sour. And you can taste what's sweet. But I tell you, I'd rather have something sweet in my soul than anything in this whole wide world. Can I tell you that I've tasted of that fountain? Hallelujah. And it's joy unspeakable. And it's full of glory. Give him a wave offer tonight. I have tasted and I know it's real.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory
to
God.
Yes. You know what you feel. The hope you have inside of you, this world didn't have it. And all it had was misery and sorrow. All it's got tonight is depression and discouragement and hopelessness. No matter what you're up against and the many battles that you're fighting and facing right now, this good salvation in your heart will take you through. It's just as sweet. It's just as strong. It's just as good as it's ever been. It's just as strong. And the night that God saved me, it ain't lost its power. It ain't lost its joy. I give him a praise tonight. Hey, Lord, don't lose your song. Don't lose your praise. I serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. I'll be glad and rejoice in him and enter into his courts with praise and into his gates with thanksgiving. There's something about praising him. That water will flow on the inside.
Yes.
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 It'll flow. I said it'll flow.
Woo!
Let's go somewhere. How many wants to go somewhere? Your victory lies in your mouth. See, if I'd have known that out the back of mom and dad's house, that my God never fails. He is faithful. Hallelujah. And he always comes through. If I'd have been out there appraising him and saying, Lord, I worship you. I thank you for saving me. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to heaven. If I'd have been appraising him, that old bad spirit would have lifted off of me.
Come on.
We do so much complaining and grumbling and murmuring. Come on, Jesus, help us. Listen to me now. The victory's in your mouth. It lies in your tongue. Keep praying. Keep singing. Don't lose your song. Keep it praising him. Keep telling it. Keep praising the Lord. Your praises will uncap the well that God put in you. Brother Ron, I know that. It'll uncap the well God put a well of water of salvation in your heart. Hallelujah. When you pray, hallelujah, when you worship and praise and glorify God, it uncaps the well and causes the water to spring up in the everlasting life. Are you thirsty and do you need a blessing? Hallelujah. Can we pray and sing God's praises? There's strength in praise. Woo! The devil don't like it. He cannot stand it. It's when you sing and praise the Lord, the clouds lift, the doubt and the despair lifts, and depression melts away. I'm telling you, I believe we can pray and we can praise Him, and the clouds are part. Hey God, and the blessing of the Lord will come down if we'll learn to praise Him.
Lord, how do you
look? Lord, hey, I'm telling you, these things are real. The devil knows exactly how this feels. I said he was the highest angel, Lucifer, at one time. He was the anointed cherub that covereth. He walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. He had all the pipes and the organ and the strings inside of him. He was over the choir, the angels of heaven. He knows what it's like to praise the Lord. He's been in the presence of Almighty God. If you want to drive him away, you begin to praise the Lord and get in the spirit, and the devil has to flee. He said, I cannot stand that. I know that I'm lost forever, and I'm doomed to the lake of fire, and I will not hang around. Oh, when somebody's a praise of the Lord, I give him a praise in thy church. Give him a praise. Drive these spirits out of your house. Drive them out. Hallelujah to God. Praise be to the Lord. I believe you can do it. I really believe that. I believe you can pop a CD on and play it on the way to church, play it on the way to work. Sister Claire's got, how many songs you got on that flash drive?
1,100, I think.
1,100 and some songs.
Wow.
Woo! Go to Prestonsburg, Clarksburg, little fella, not all the other babe right there. Yeah. Do you ever feel the Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't it good? Have the presence of the Lord to come down in the singing,
yeah,
and in the songs and in the music. How many knows God's anointing is in the music? It'll set you free. I said it'll set you free. They said for old David, an old spirit of jealousy, hallelujah, was upon Saul. But David was cunning, and he's playing upon the harp. And they called for David and said, David the king, he's mad, and an awful spirit is upon him. He's went plumb mad. And I can see a little shepherd boy come in there with that harp and began to play it and begin to sing the praises of God. And that old spirit, it lifted off an old Saul. Hallelujah, God. Woo! I said the anointing will break the yoke. I said the anointing will destroy the yoke. You can't tie me down when I praise and I worship the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Oh, glory to God.
I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Woo. I think sometimes we've been too quiet too long. Hey, Lord. If you'll practice what I give you tonight, it'll help you.
Come on.
There's strength in praise.
Right.
Come on. Listen to this. Solomon, would you tell us? I sure will. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got a well of life right here. Yeah. And this it comes out right here. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Listen, it's a well of life. There's a well in you, church. Water that is waiting to flow. I felt the Lord right here.
Yeah.
The water in you, when Jesus gave it to you at the new birth and put a well in you, that water is waiting to flow. Water that'll quench your thirst.
There's joy, Sister Maria, in that water. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water. With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. God, as I say unto tonight, the crank and the lever is in your hand, and it's in your mouth. The key is in your prayers, and it's in your praise. The waters will flow when you begin to sing and to worship the Lord. I sing, children. I say, lift your voice and sing and watch the water flow.
Yes.
I said, it'll flow. Yes, it will. The water will flow from inside of you when you've opened this right here. The key and the victory lies in your mouth. And you say, Lord, I praise you tonight. I worship you tonight. I don't have to have anybody to crank me and to pick me and to pry me. Hallelujah, to move me. God gave me something a long time ago. Raise your hand and praise the Lord. God. Woo! I worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Come on, Psalmist David, would you tell us some more? You better believe I will. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, and many shall hear it. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I will praise him among the multitude, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live.
Yes.
I will lift up my hands in thy name.
Yes.
My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Everybody wants to get fat tonight.
Come on, amen.
I mean, I'm talking about in your soul. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and goodness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Your marrow, pray God, down in the core of your bones, there's marrow there. What are you saying, David? The more that I praise him and the more that I sing, I worship, it's making me strong in my bones. Now, come on, listen. I tell you what, if it wasn't for your skeleton and your bone, how many bones in a human body? I don't remember. But my Lord, if God had not have put bones and a structure in us, I would have been a blob. I'm flowing in here tonight. Glory to God. That's the truth. Take the marrow and the bones out of me, I collapse and look like a blob laying here. I'm not telling you that's the way it is in the spirit of the world, Lord. Well, glory. I'm not telling you, God, he'll make you strong in the Lord and in the power of his mind. Well, God, raise your hand and say, Lord, put that marrow, hallelujah, inside of my bones.
Glory to God.
Woo!
This will make you want to run. Hey, Lord. It'll make you want to jump. Hallelujah. Run through a wall and then leap over a troop.
Amen.
Got that backwards. Well.
I can do it too.
Works both ways. Run through a troop, leap over a wall.
Jesus. Lord, I'm happy. Sick all week long. This makes you want to pray. Well, I'm glad he ain't done with me yet. How many loves him tonight? Jesus, you are so precious.
Praise the Lord.
You are so good. I believe I can make it. I ain't done. He hath put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall trust in the Lord. In the Hebrew, it says, He hath put a fresh song in me. That's what the Hebrew says. How many's ever come through a trial? You've been down, you really didn't feel like singing.
Yeah.
God lifted you, came by your way and touched you and supplied your need and revived you. He gave you a fresh, anointed song to sing. Ooh, I can't hardly wait to get to church now. How many's ever felt like that? I can't hardly wait to get there. I know you do.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed. Glory, you can laugh at me if you want to. I got something I'm happy about. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. We would have a whole lot more if we would thank Him for what He's already done. Hallelujah to God. I believe God would do more if we'll praise Him for what He's already done.
Amen.
Yay, Lord. Psalms 149. I'm only on page 3. I'll never get this. Psalm 149. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand.
Come on.
Praise you, Jesus. No, he didn't say that. He said, let the high praises of God be in my mouth.
Right.
And when that happens, listen. Are you struggling? Are you in a spiritual battle and you're fighting tonight?
Come on.
Do you want to win? The victory is in your mouth.
Right.
Pray and praise God in your song. And worship the Lord and magnify the Lord. Let us exalt His name together. When you begin to praise the Lord, God the Holy Ghost will put a sword in your hand. Come on, there's strength in praising God. You can fight when you're able to praise Him. I felt that go all over me. When you're able to praise Him and worship Him, you're able to fight. Raise your hand and praise Him. I'm ready, glory to God, to fight. Woo! You ain't keeping me down, you lying devil.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen.
Hallelujah. Sharp two-edged sword.
Yes.
Woo, I praise you, Lord. Oh, let us praise Him. Yes. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Oh, let us praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the new day. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Honest to goodness, I'm telling us tonight, depression will leave, the clouds of doubt will vanish. When you learn to worship the Lord, can you do it tonight?
Amen.
Woo! Lord, praise
you, Lord.
A wholesome tongue is a tree of life.
Amen.
Come on, wholesome tongue.
Lord have mercy, me. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. I believe the Lord will fill me. When I start worshiping Him, I said, I believe the Lord will fill me when I begin to learn the art of worship and the praise.
Yes.
I believe He'll come down and pour a blessing out when we learn to praise Him.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
I want to tell us all here tonight, the victory's in your mouth.
Right.
I said, the victory's in your mouth.
Amen.
Isaiah 57:19, I create I create the fruit of the lips. What you really have in your heart will manifest in your mouth.
Amen. The abundance of the heart.
You speak from your lips what's in your heart. When you fill it with prayer and fill your mind and your heart with God's word.
Yes.
And when you speak, God will create the fruit.
Yes.
He will create the fruit. Sing and praise God and watch the Lord move. Sing with gladness and watch God set ambushments against your enemies of doubt and fears. Your enemy will send his threats and he'll paint the worst pictures in your mind. A dark and black and negativism. He'll steal your hope and your joy. But there's victory down deep inside of you that is awaiting to come out. I said there's joy and gladness waiting on you to praise God and to worship Him. Hallelujah to the Lord. It's awaiting. God's awaiting on you to bring you victory.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Right.
That's right. Dear Lord. Psalm 107 and 1. He can quote this whole chapter. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what? He's good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. That sounds like a longing. God's a saying, I got a longing to hear from you. And for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with his goodness. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people. Oh Lord, I praise you. Glory, glory, glory. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Can I ask us here tonight, everybody in this house, how long has it been since you really, really, really prayed and poured your heart out to God? And in the midst of that prayer, though it would take a little while to get in the Spirit of God, a little while pressing in, a little while calling on God, and you come to the point in that prayer, you say, Lord, you're humble. After a little while, you're searching, you're longing, you're reaching for God. And after a little while, the pressing, there's something that just touches you on the inside. And you'll say, God, I love you. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. Can you do it right now? I thank you, Lord. It's not so hard to praise him when I think of all that he's done. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. He said, I'll create the fruit of the lips. Come on. Did you know you could speak your own blessing? I believe that with all of my heart. You know what God put in your soul. How long has it been? How long has it been since you really, really testified for the Lord and say, I got a testimony tonight? Have you went for weeks? Have you all went for weeks?
Come on.
And not tell the goodness of God? I'm talking to me. How long has it been since I just want to stand. I don't have a firm testimony, but I want to tell you something the Lord's done for me. And if you can look back and say, I know what God's done. I remember the day and the night that he saved me. I know what he brought me out of. How long has it been since you had a talk with the Lord and say, Lord, I'm thankful. Hallelujah. Can you say tonight, Lord, would you restore the gladness down in my heart? The enemy has stolen. The enemy has stolen my joy. He has stolen my praise. He's taken away my testimony. Oh God, would you restore it? Restore to me, Lord, the years of the locust, the canker worm, and the palmer worm have eaten up. Restore me, Lord, I pray in the Spirit. Lord, hallelujah, I want it back. And you say, Lord, I want it back. Lord, renew me that I can testify again and worship you, God, in the Spirit.
Come on, Jesus.
I'm going to close with this. How many knows that God has already given commandment to bless his people?
Amen.
Deuteronomy 30 and 11. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee,
neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us that we may hear it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is nigh thee. No. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Wow. What are you saying, God, to your people in the Old Testament church and to us? That pertains to us today. The Apostle Paul picks it up. Listen, in Romans 10, tell us, Paul, what God is really saying, because you read the Old Testament. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Listen, children, as I close, the trouble is not that we don't believe. We've got that part. Hallelujah. We have seen and we have felt and we have heard and we have experienced and we know for ourselves the key to victory lies in your mouth. The trouble is we don't speak it. I said the trouble is, if it's in the heart, you need to tell it and speak it and praise it. That's quick, glory to God. Make the head of a higher. Raise your hand and praise him. The trouble is, every one of us believe. God put it in our heart. It's time to speak it. It's time to tell it. It's time to worship. Hallelujah. It's already here, Brother Ron. We don't have to go to heaven to get it. The Lord poured it out on the day of Pentecost and filled them with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The fire of Almighty God. It's here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you all come to the piano?
Praise the Lord.
God, would you help us tonight and restore our joy? Would you do it, Jesus? Help me tonight, Lord, with this message. Help me tonight to uncap the well. Come on, I believe there's healing. There's healing in the well, Brother Ron. There's power, there's strength in the well. There's power and there's strength in praising God. Come on, would you stand with me here tonight? Everybody in this house that's able, stand with me. It's time that we come to God, uncap the well, and begin to praise him with gladness down deep in our heart and our soul, to be glad in the Lord and to rejoice in him. Hallelujah to the Lord. Come on, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and what? He's my song. He's become my salvation. He is my God. Listen to David one more time before we pray. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy. Come on, let's pray. Let's everybody in this house pray. Come on, come on.
Amen.
I need to pray also. Come on, come on, come on. There's key. You got a key to victory right here tonight. You heard it. You heard it. There's power in God's word. There's power. There's power in the Holy Scriptures. There's power in your power.
Glory to God. Your victory lies in your mouth. Your overcoming power, your strength lies within you. It's down already in your heart. Come on, let the water flow. Let the water flow. Let it gush, glory, in praise and in worship. Come on, let's learn to praise Him and worship Him. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Oh, children, pray. The victory is in your mouth. God's already put it in your heart. You can break bonds and fetters. Glory to God. You can come out of prisons. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, children. Praise Him. Pray, pray, pray. Seek the face of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Up on shipwreck, my soul was a mess. I met at an altar on my knees. Then I felt His touch, my soul was lifted up. Under His blow, I found relief. I could see the mirror. Thank you. Love.